This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Global sport is the global lead story today. More specifically, for our purposes, the business of one particular sport. Early this morning, Zurich time, as you know, Swiss police, acting at the request of the American government, arrested seven top FIFA officials. FIFA being the French acronym for International Federation of Association Football, as soccer is sometimes called, but I digress. Anyway, 14 people in all have been indicted. Not, however, the man at the top, longtime FIFA president Sepp Blatter. Ed Dursey has covered a fair bit of soccer in his day. He used to do the business of sports with us. He is now a senior vice president at Universal Sports Network. Ed, it's good to talk to you again.
Hi, Kai. It's great to talk to you.
The guy everybody's talking about today is, of course, Sepp Blatter, the president of FIFA. Give us the thumbnail sketch. Who is this guy? Where'd he come from?
Well, you know, he's been described as the quintessential Swiss concierge, right? So he knows everybody. He makes everything happen for everybody. He's been, the head of FIFA for a long number of years here. And, you know, he's basically been said to have been running sort of a corrupt organization for the better part of two decades.
Has he been running it with the purse strings? I mean, he gives out money to sort of get his way. That's the allegation.
Yeah. I mean, in this particular indictment, you know, we're seeing charges of more than $150 million in bribes paid by sports marketing agencies. And then, of course, sort of the underlying bribery for actually obtaining the rights to host the World Cup. And you've seen a number of these stories that have come out where offers of, you know, well into seven figures for individuals to change their votes.
Give us a sense of how large, I guess, these folks lived. I mean, Sepp Blatter flies around in private planes. He stays in $3,000 a night hotel rooms.
You've pretty much said it. I mean, Blatter has a huge expense budget. He lives very well. You see the figures being thrown around here in terms of the size of the bribes being paid. You can imagine, you know, what hasn't been uncovered yet.
Is it Sepp Blatter's organization? I mean, he has stocked it with his folks.
Yeah, I mean, people basically said that if you wanted to taste any of sort of the gravy train, you needed to, you know, sort of prove your loyalty to him and do what he said.
This election that's supposed to be held to replace him or to, I guess, reelect him in a couple of days, is that still going to happen as far as you know?
There have been some calls to postpone that election, so we'll see whether that happens. I think UEFA, the European organization governing soccer, has called for that. Yeah. But I would not be surprised if this election still goes through and he is still elected. That doesn't mean that that will stay in perpetuity, but don't be surprised.
Where does FIFA get its money? Is it all broadcast rights and sponsorships?
Well, the most part of it is sponsorships. If you go and you look, you know, at the sponsorships that FIFA have, it is a who's who of international corporations from, you know, Coca-Cola on up.
Do you expect, and granted it's early days, do you expect this is going to change anything?
Well, I think it's going to change things a lot for FIFA. I mean, clearly, you know, U.S. Attorney Loretta Lynch said that this is not going to stop here. And, you know, clearly Sepp Blatter, I think, is the target for this investigation. And now that they have rolled up a number of FIFA officials, and including, you know, a couple of vice presidents, I think that the target is clear where they want to go with this.
Ed Dursey at Universal Sports Network. Ed, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Kai.
We talked about FIFA's sponsors, Ed and I. They have been, shall we say, circumspect today. Adidas, the group's oldest backer, urged FIFA to, and this is a quote, continue to establish and follow transparent compliance standards in everything they do. McDonald's said it, quoting again, takes matters of ethics and corruption very seriously, and the news from the U.S. Department of Justice is extremely concerning. End of quote.